This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tensip with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we hear from Minnesota music legend Willie Murphy through our coverage of Midwest Music Fest 2013. Throughout his 30-plus year music career, he has worn many hats that include writing, performing, recording, and producing. Willie loves making people dance with his blend of mixed reggae, jazz, blues, funk, and R&B. Tonight we will learn what he hopes people will take away from his music, what it's like performing with his bandmates, and hard lessons learned along the way. You're listening to The Live Feed with Minnesota Blues Hall of Fame musician Willie Murphy. This is Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed. We're at the Masonic Temple at Midwest Music Fest, and I am joined by Willie Murphy and his bandmates. So tonight, a lot of people are very anxious to come and listen to you. You're quite a music legend. You have such a feel-good sound when people hear your music. What's it like having a career like yours for as many years as you had and keeping it fresh for you all the time?
Very good question. You know, I don't know if it's fresh anyway, but it's fun playing. Playing is, you know, all of us musicians are hypnotized by the music. That's why we get taken advantage of so much, because we love to play. When I'm with these guys, man, I'm really tired now, but when I get out there, I'm sure I'll be right on top of it. No drugs.
Well, that's good. Keeping it healthy is a good role model for the kids these days, right?
Yeah, I mean,
as kids. Just say no. Yeah.
There's some aspects of what I do that the older I get, the less impetus I have to do them. Writing is when I have all the great ideas to write songs. I write a lot of songs, but I don't feel like doing the work, you know. So that's work. I still do it, but it's not as easy, and I don't do it as readily as I once did, you know. But the playing is really just a blast. Being there and playing, you know, turning your guitar up really loud, you know.
So you still get the same thrill from that you always had?
Yeah, probably. Maybe even more, because I used to be loaded all the time, you know, in the old days.
Okay, so now you can really feel it.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it's like, you know. Yeah, right.
Well, you've worn a lot of different hats in the music career, in your music career. I mean, you've helped people create their own music as well.
A little bit,
yeah. Yeah, and helped people produce. I mean, with all those different hats, what have you learned from all of that you take and internalize?
I've learned that it's a lot more fun being able to do more than one thing than just doing the same thing all the time. Like if I just had to play trumpet all the time, for example, it would get old. No, on the other hand, having said that, you do tend to get a little scattered, you know. If you have several projects to work on, like I'm working on a project now with a French lady singer where we're going to play together and we're going to play a lot of my songs that are very strange. And what's good is I wouldn't probably get to play them at all if we weren't doing this project. But on the other hand, it's not the kind of thing I sit up and think about and really want to work on all the time. Once in a while, you know, you get there, But it's nice to do a variety, to answer your question. I really like that, doing a variety of things.
Keeps it new,
yeah.
Too. When you are writing, do you have to, you know, block that time out? Or are you, I've been inspired right now. I need to stop everything I'm doing and concentrate on this, or I might be lost.
Well, like I say, I think maybe in the past it was more like that, but now what happens, you get inspired, and this has always happened to some people. You get inspired, you have an idea for a song. You're out walking, say, and you get a verse and a chorus. Well, then after that, you got to make a whole song out of it. The verse and the chorus is probably enough to say what you had to say. So then you have to expand it, work on it. And as you do so, of course, your original idea changes because you have to think about what you were trying to think about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't block out time. I should. But I wait till I feel pretty good, and I think, oh, I think you could go work on so-and-so now, you know. But often it's like, oh, I should work on so-and-so now, but I don't feel like that kind of music today. I think I'll work on so-and-so, or I think I won't do anything at all, you know. I mean, I'm a great believer in just sitting and looking out the window, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to have worked for you over the
years.
Well,
to some extent, yeah. I'm not rich or anything, but there's different ways of measuring success, and I think in my way I've been successful, you know.
Well, hello, and thanks for sticking around for the grand finale of tonight's Red House Records 30th anniversary celebration, the longest-running folk roots Americana label in the country. And we're based right here in Minnesota. We're happy to be here for the Midwest Music Fest. Big thanks to all of the great crew running sound tonight. It's been sounding great out in the house, and all of the wonderful volunteers and stuff here at the Midwest Music Fest. Right now, I'm so excited. This evening we've really been representing the Midwest. We had Andrew Suki from North Dakota, the Pines from Iowa, and now Willie Murphy, born and bred in Minneapolis, down here in Winona with his full band. And I'm going to let Willie Murphy have the last say of the evening. So give him a warm welcome. Willie Murphy.
Thank you, Eldon.
Thank you for having us.
This is one of my little political tunes. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I tour in Italy, I played this song a lot, so I learned how to make a little speech in Italian about this song. This song is called Keep on Rocking the Boat. It's for people that go out there and what they call demonstrate or break windows or whatever it is to fight this system out here that's killing everything in the world, okay? So this is for y'all to get out there and do that too. I'm sure you already do, some of you, right?
Something to eat. As I gave him all of my coin, I say, brother, how do you keep going? Said, I know my life is rough. I believe I'm tough enough. Every morning I wake up mad at the power that treat me bad. I got to keep on walking, keep on talking, keep on rocking. Keep on rocking that boat, y'all. Keep on rocking, keep on rocking that boat. Down in my neighborhood, the folks ain't doing too good. They can't live the way they want to. They got to live the way they got to. It's stone cold poverty. Trying to hold on to dignity. The same sad situation. Every neighborhood in every nation. I got to keep on walking, keep on talking. Keep on rocking, keep on, yeah, rocking that boat, y'all. Keep on rocking, keep on, yeah, rocking that boat.
Corporations run our neighborhood and rule our nations. They're captains of the ship that we call Earth. Now the ship is sinking. Tell me, what is it worth? Let's throw away our lives to the powers of greed. Let the planet die while we watch it on TV. Here's the people who stand up. up and say no. Here to the people who keep rocking that boat, yeah. Yeah. I don't know a lot, but there's one thing I know. Capitalismo, it don't have no soul. Compassion and justice will never be done by no board of directors or no barrel of a gun. People say, yeah, well, man, but what can we do? I can speak for myself. I can't speak for you. I got a voice. I'm gonna holler. I'm gonna fight. Fight the power. I got to keep on walking. Keep on talking. Keep on keeping on. Keep on with the truth and love. Keep on rocking, keep on, yeah, rocking that boat. Keep on rocking, keep on, yeah, rocking that boat. Keep on rocking, keep on, yeah, rocking that boat. Pull your heart, man. I do. Gonna be funky from now on. Anyway, I don't ever buy. party to get a little funky. He said, every day, everything I do gonna be funky. Everything I do gon' be funky from now on. I'm gonna play a little bit here.
You're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Midwest Music Fest 2013. We now return to our interview with Willie Murphy.
Have you ever felt the need to have to reinvent yourself over the years?
One thinks that once in a while when things aren't going too well. But in the last 20 or 30 years, I always come to the conclusion it's too late now, man, you know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. With social media, you see people change so much, or they'll go with whatever's new or current or what they think is going to work.
Well, I'm not a careerist in the sense of I'm out there trying to do the best I can to make as much money as I can. I'm doing what I do to, if you will, be an artist and create what I want to create and say what I want to say. Given that, it's hard to always even know what you want to say. And now the way the world is now, and I write a lot of topical songs, you know, it's hard to even address it. It's so screwed up, you know. I think I'm lucky I haven't had to punch a time clock since I was 18. and that's good enough for me for now. If I had to get a job now, what could I possibly do? Nothing. I mean, I'm a bum.
Would you
I'm
like
a bum.
With that burger.
As Marlon Brando said on the waterfront to his brother in the back of the cab, I'm a bum. It's what I am. That's what I am.
You started playing piano at age 4. Was that your parents pushing you towards
my
that?
My mother was quite the musician. And she just started all us 3 kids on piano when we were very young, you know. And I was pretty good for a while, and then I took from the nuns in Catholic school for about 7 years.
Did you get wrapped on the wrists with the ruler?
Oh, yeah, on the knuckles, you know. But then I heard Little Richard and Fats Domino and Jerry Lee Lewis, and then it was all over. No more Chopin etudes and stuff, you know.
You know, they really want to drill that classical stuff into you though, now when you're learning.
I still play the way I played when I was 12, you know. I do.
You're good technique from classical.
Yeah, although whatever technique I once had, I pretty much lost, you know.
So you have your own technique.
What you'd call a primitive. Strictly a primitive, you know.
That's awesome. What do you hope that people get from your music?
First of all, I like to make people dance because I think it's important to dance, to lose your... stop thinking for a while and just do the body and spirit without the thinking. So that's the first thing. And then, like I said, I have written a lot of political songs and stuff, and I don't know whether it does any good or not, but it's good to... I think the least you can do if you see things in the world that not everybody sees is talk about them. And doing the songs is one way to talk about them.
That's good. Start a dialogue and maybe other people will talk about it as well, right?
Yeah, I wrote a song a few years ago full of, you know, postmodern angst. And it was about, I had a lot of stuff about multinational corporations and mm-hmm. the macro, micro world of politics and so forth. And nobody knew what I was talking about then, but now all that stuff is totally common currency. So I don't think it's because of my song necessarily, but people do learn things, you know.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, that's what you want them to have, right?
Well, you want a revolution, that's what you want. But, you know, when the TVs are off, maybe we can talk seriously about that.
So what's it like taking your music and collaborating with others, such as the collaboration you have on stage with these guys or the symmetry that you have?
It's wonderful. I mean, for one thing, I play solo sometimes, too. It's much nicer having a band. I mean, you could fall over and have a seizure or something, and the band would keep playing.
You guys wouldn't stop, huh?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't know. It's a new dance.
And, of course, there's always the possibility that one person will play or say something with their instrument that inspires you to do something you've never done, although I'm a great stickler for playing the arrangements, too, you know. But, yeah, it's collective. Collective playing is like nothing else, you know, really.
Do you all, I see you kind of have a real unique relationship with each other, right? You're able to joke around and kid quite a bit.
Some people are more prone to kidding, you know, but.
Are there ever times that it's hard to get along?
Oh, people have their little differences once in a while, yeah. Especially those horn players, you know.
I'm not going to say any names.
No, I mean, in the heat of battle, so to speak, something will occasionally happen where somebody else will get upset with someone else. But that's normal stuff. No big deal.
Human nature.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Musician's nature.
Thank you.
to walk alone. Ah, oh, you see, come on, take my hand. Baby, won't you walk with me? When you're waiting for the boys to come, in that there's no one. Don't you feel like I'm crying? Tears in this life. I know I cry every day, baby. It's kind of a ubiquitous, universal part of human nature, I guess you could call it human nature, baby. Cry, and the way the world is now, we shall be crying, baby. But the ironic thing to me is, we're so lonely. The more people we get in the world, the lonelier we are. Now, they would call that irony in the old days. But it's not irony no more, baby. It's just sad. You know why? Because everything is sad in the world now. Except this music. And I'm trying my best to make that sad. So here's what I'm proposing, baby. I want you to come over to my house. We're gonna sit on the floor, light a fire, put your head on my shoulder, and let them big fat salty tears run down, baby. Yeah, we'd be crying together, baby. God we need, man. I don't care how sad we are, how much we cry. We gotta have some love here. All these lonely people with their telephones, their computers, their pads, their pods, everything, man. Need a little love in here. Max, give me some love, will you? Piano in the monitor, now you turned it all the way off, man. Now a little left, yeah, no, that's good, that's good. Can't dance, get together and cry together, do something. Have a drink, baby.
Thank you so much. This song was a big hit for the great, famous Solomon Burke, who's one of our heroes. This is an old soul song that we like a lot.
But it just ain't no use. It's just like holding on to a hot wire. I just can't turn it loose. I just had a love attack. I just had a love attack, y'all. Now my love life, it was nothing. In fact, it was a blank. You came along, ooh wee baby, put it in a tight by ten. It hit me just like lightning, knocked me right off my track. Now I'm down, 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 down with a little love attack. I just had a love attack. I just had a love attack, y'all. I've had the mumps and the measles, yeah. Lord, I've had the whooping. I've been down with double pneumonia, but I was able to shake it off. You came along, knocked me flat on my back. Now you got me suffering from a little love attack. Baby, I fell for you just like a rock. You turn on your love life, I was so weak, I couldn't stand the shock now. Can't you see you got me helpless? Laid right in my back. Now I'm down, down with a little love attack. I just had a love attack. Just had a love attack, y'all. Can't you see I'm down, baby? Oh, I'm down, 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 down. Down with a little. We'll be right back.
had a love attack. I just had a love attack, y'all. I just had a love attack. I just had a love attack. Ain't somebody gonna help old Willie? Something don't happen, but every hour or so with me, people. I just had a love attack. I just had a love attack.
We now return to our interview with Willie Murphy. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Midwest Music Fest 2013.
Can you think of any time that you were out touring, and I know you've toured this nation, you've toured in other countries. Can you think of any instances where you had a life's epiphany, you know, or a real memorable moment that changed your life?
Let me think now. I mean, I think every second your life changes, but I can't think of anything right offhand. But I thought you were going to talk about fighting with musicians, and I was remembering one in Italy.
You can totally tell me about that. I would love to hear
Wait,
about
does
that.
Does anybody need to leave the room?
No, I had a bass player in Italy who would always stand right next to his amp, and when you do that, and you're a bass player, you always play too loud. And repeatedly I'd ask him not to turn down. And one night I blew up on stage, and everybody in the band got really against me for that, including Marco Day, who should have been on my side because he agreed with me. Anyway, I mean, that blew over mostly. I can't think of any life-changing experiences, particularly out on the road, but when you're on the road, I mean, I've had, just riding down the road, you'll have great inspirations for songs, and you think, you know, there's a lot of time to think, you know, too much.
Probably. Too much time.
Thinking too much can be unproductive, you know, but.
What kind of life's lessons have you learned that you think other people would really benefit from?
Well, I mean, I don't know, you know, other people don't necessarily benefit from your lessons.
Right.
Unless they're particularly receptive and or perceptive. But I know I benefited from learning about drugs. And I think, I have to say, I've had enough people come up to me and talk about it that I think I've inspired some other people that way. I used to be a terrible drug user and alcoholic and everything. And it was hard to get out. It's really tough, you know.
What did you do to get out?
Well, I had to, for me, it was what I called an act of surrender. I just gave up to the cosmos. Okay, if I die, you know, you're going down the street and you have a panic attack and you want a drink, right? Or you think, I'm going to do something really crazy. I'm going to drive off the road into these other cars. And I had to say, okay, let that happen. You know, it's crazy. I would get really crazy on a bad hangover. It was like a really bad acid trip, you know. So that's what I did. I just said, okay, I give up. Whatever happens, happens. And, of course, nothing happened except I finally got out of it, you know. Of course, I almost killed myself a few times before I did. And some of these guys here know about that, too, you know. We don't ever talk about that kind of stuff. Except sometimes in the car telling war stories, you know. But I think that's another part of the bond in the band, you know.
So you're like a family.
Yeah, we're not young guys, you know. Although Scotty still looks younger than he is. But
well, you're getting some punishment, man.
That's one thing I've learned in the music about drugs and drinking and so forth, you know.
So don't get stuck in it.
Absolutely.
Well, help friends out.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, though, I'll admit, for a while, you know.
Was there ever a fear that when you would leave that type of a lifestyle that it might affect you creatively?
I didn't think that so much, but, you know, when you first quit, it's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your time? You're not drinking, you're not hanging out in bars, and I don't think I feared that it would hurt me creatively. Of course, when you're going through that quitting and withdrawing and all that, you're not thinking about stuff like that, really, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It's more like survival thinking, you know, that's what you're doing. But I learned a lot, and I learned a lot about trying to be nice to other people. You know, when you run a band, you have to tread easily on some people's toes, or not on their toes, around their toes, you know. So, I mean, you learn a lot about groups and group dynamics and so forth, having bands, you know.
I know you got to get going. So thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure.
It's a real treat.
Now I hope I can play.
I'm going to introduce the band. That's Scott Snyder on the trumpet over there. Scott had been around. He played with me and Willie and the Bees many, many years ago. Although it's all one moment to me, you know what I mean? It don't seem like many years. I never got that. But here I am saying it, you know? Jimmy Kogel on the tenor sax. The boy can burn, I'll tell you. Max Ray, tenor and baritone sax. Donnie Iden on the bass. And on the drum, Superman Michael Velasquez.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's please hear it for Willie Murphy.
You go to work, job ain't easy, boss is a jerk. Life ain't no game, it's serious. You hold on to you, delirious. Whoa, you got to get myself down. I'll be on the tea, on the merry-go-round. I'm gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna rock tonight. I may be right, I may be wrong. All of my judgment. It's long gone. Too much pressure on my nerves. Too many deities to be served. Whoa, I got to let myself down. Turn off my head. I'm gonna listen to my collar. I'm gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna rock tonight. Go to work in the night. You take a sneak. You don't want your mama know. You might have to let it blow. Whoa, that old school really got you down. And saying you got to dance, you're gonna go uptown. You go to rock tonight. You're gonna rock tonight. There goes another Steve McQueen playing that suffering. Crab machine, just had a bad smack attack. A face so long, he never come back. Whoa, he got to let himself down. Be a tough guy, he gonna pull up town. He gonna rock tonight. He gonna rock tonight. Electronic dance. I'm gonna rock it till my teeth. People crying, ain't no justice, people dying. Political, a ramification, a rim in my guts. I need investigation. Oh, I got to let myself down, turn off my head. I got to listen to my crown. I'm gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna rock tonight. Rock. I'm gonna rock. Yeah, I got to rock. Thank you, folks. We'll be out of here. It's been a gas. We can't see you, so we don't know whether you were dancing or not, but I feel good. Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Willie Murphy for sharing with us on The Live Feed. Another thank you goes out to all who made Midwest Music Fest 2013 possible. More information on Willie Murphy can be found at www.willie.net. More information on Midwest Music Fest can be found at www.midwestmusicfest.org.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.